With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Roaring ashore as a Category 1 hurricane, Debbie is working its way inland after landfall this morning along Florida's Gulf Coast, coming ashore near the tiny community of Steinhatchee on the Florida Big Bend.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have requested a federal disaster declaration, and that has been approved.
DeSantis says the storm is roughly following the same path as Hurricane Idalia did nearly a year ago, just not as powerful.
We are looking at potentially really, really significant flooding that will happen, particularly in north central Florida, as this storm makes landfall in Florida.
Debbie is expected to eventually stall over the coastal regions of Georgia and South Carolina. I'm Donna Water.
And Debbie is expected to dump flooding rains on Florida, along with parts of Georgia and South Carolina, including Savannah and Charleston, where up to 2 feet of rain could fall over the next several days. Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military says a Hezbollah drone attack on northern Israel wounded 2 Israeli soldiers and sparked a raging fire.
The Iranian-backed Hezbollah says in a statement it's targeted a military base in northern Israel in response to attacks and assassinations carried out by Israel in several villages in south Lebanon. The attack does not appear to be part of a more intense retaliation expected in response to the killing of Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukur by Israel last week. The two sides have exchanged near daily strikes against the backdrop of the war in Gaza, but have previously kept the conflict at a low level, not escalating into a full-on war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You might want to resist the temptation to check on your 401k today. Stock markets around the world are tumbling on fears of a recession in the U.S., aggravated by Friday's dismal July employment report. Dow futures down 1,243 points. NASDAQ futures off 1,099. This is SRN News. Thousands of good news clubs are gearing up for a new school year.
With students returning to the classroom soon, Child Evangelism Fellowship says it'll be offering good news clubs in more than 3,300 locations across the United States. The after-school clubs teach biblical truths and present the gospel. CEF was founded 87 years ago and has been establishing good news clubs around the world. Last year, the ministry reached more than 25 million children with the gospel. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team that won gold at the Olympics cited a Bible verse after celebrating the victory. 16-year-old Pesley Rivera's Instagram post included a reference to Isaiah 40:31, which reads in part, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." After securing a spot on the U.S. team in July, Rivera posted Philippians 4:13 on her account. This is SRN News. Belgium withdrawing its team from the mixed relay triathlon at the Olympics after one of its competitors got sick after swimming in the Seine.
The Belgian Olympic and Interfederal Committee said in a statement that Claire Michel, who competed in the women's triathlon in Paris, has fallen ill and will have to withdraw from the competition. The statement did not elaborate on Michel's illness, but it comes after concerns over the river's water quality. Organisers had said that bacteria levels in the river were at a level that was considered safe for the athletes. The Belgian committee said it hopes that lessons will be learned for future triathlon competitions at the Olympic Games. I'm Karen Shamas.
Winless for close to a month, the woeful Chicago White Sox have lost their 20th consecutive game, the major's longest skid in 36 years, and one short of the American League record. More details at SRNNews.com.